I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This guy's on the inside. Now, here's Green Bay football insider Ryan Wood on The Fan.
Brought to you by PNC Insurance, an independent insurance agency for your home, auto, or commercial business needs at pncinsurance.net.
Well, on a day like today, I mean, yeah, a lot of Brewer activity going on, but Lambeau's going to be filled up. It's Monday Night Football, Rami.
Yes, it is. And joining us now from the Green Bay Press Gazette, PackersNews.com, and on Twitter, at By Ryan Wood, there is our Green Bay Football Insider on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. How are you this afternoon, Woody?
Doing well. Green Bay's alive right now. I'm actually on the way into the stadium. It's Monday night.
So the Brewers being in the playoffs hasn't affected attendance, is what you're telling me? It should still be a full house at Lambeau Field? I'm kidding, by the way, just in case you didn't pick up on that.
Let me get out my crystal ball right now. I'll tell you, it's pretty packed right now for 2.5 hours before the kickoff.
Ryan, am I overstating things to call this a huge game tonight? And I call it huge because, A, get into the bye week with a healthy Aaron Rodgers. He can't take a lot more hits like he took last week against Detroit. And B, I think that if they don't beat this 49ers team, I was telling Sparky earlier, I've been preaching for 3 weeks that everybody needs to chill out. Yes, they've lost 2 games against teams that you have no business losing to. But a loss to the 49ers may indicate to me that there are bigger problems than what I've seen to this point in the season, and it may be time to panic. Am I overstating and calling this a huge game?
No, let's put it this way. They could win tonight and still be in trouble because that schedule coming out of the bye is no easy cakewalk. I mean, that is 5 games that they could lose any of the 5 coming out of the bye. So you don't ever want to say a game in October is a must-win. I mean, what, it's not even Halloween yet. But they've got to win tonight. I mean, it's a must-win. They can't lose at home to the 49ers. Even if they win, they could be in trouble. If they lose, I mean, you don't want to say the season's over, but they've got to change some pretty drastic things to get right because they're running out of time before the teeth of their schedule comes and gets them.
Adam Schefter reported earlier today that he believes that Cobb and Allison will both be inactive for this game. They had 8 guys questionable, so 2 of those are out. Of the other 6, do you foresee any of these other guys not playing?
It's, you know how questionable goes nowadays. I miss the probables that these injury reports used to be. I do think that Brian Bulaga will play. I'd be surprised if he didn't. I would be surprised if Jaire Alexander didn't play. Big question for me is Bashaud Breeland. I talked with him in the locker room, and he said that the plan was for him to play last week had it not been for the hamstring injury. He says that mentally he knows the defense well enough to play. Obviously, being signed week 4, whenever it was, that's the big hurdle to get over. But Bashaud Breeland said that if he's physically healthy, he'll play. The plan has really been with these guys. You look at Kevin King, you look at Jaire Alexander, if he plays tonight. These guys that are returning from soft tissue injuries, whether it be hamstrings, groins, whatever, they've gotten a full week of practice. Missed the first game, the game of the week that they returned, and then were available for the next one. That's what Kevin King did. I would expect that for Geronimo Allison and Randall Cobb, with the bye week coming around, it was just a decision to go ahead and let them get right, not have them push through anything that they didn't need to. I would imagine, they'll never admit this, I'd imagine that the opponent might have played a factor into that. But it kind of follows the pattern that they've set with these soft tissue injuries.
Without Cobb or without Allison, then it's going to be a little more pressure on Jimmy Graham. And just what is the deal with Graham? Is it an injury? Is it the drops? Is it age? Is it scheme? Is it circumstance? What's going on?
I don't think he runs like he did 3 or 4 years ago. I think that's clear. And when you start to lose your speed, it changes who you are as a player. And that's not even to say that he can't be productive, because I think his production's been okay. I mean, you go back 2 years ago, 2016, Jared Cook, who became really late in the season a godsend for that offense, he did nothing the first 3 weeks. You look at where he ended from where he started, and it was remarkable how much more acclimated Jared Cook became in the offense during the course of the season. Jimmy Grant's production, you just compare, it's light years ahead of what Jared Cook was at the same time. I think that the production is going to increase. I don't think the speed is going to increase, though. When you lose a step, you lose a step, and you don't get it back. So this Jimmy Graham is, from an athletic standpoint, it's what you're going to get. I do think, though, that there's going to be more production as the season progresses.
And one tight end to the other one, George Kittle, Madison native, coming back. Ryan, he is questionable tonight, but in their first five games, four of those, he's got over five catches. If he is good to go, how are they planning, you think, to stop him? Is it going to be a lot more Blake Martinez covering him out of the slot, or do you think Oren Burks gets a little bit more run?
But some of that's going to depend on, of course, where he lines up in the offense. But Oren Burks is going to be a primary guy, I'd imagine. He was drafted for these to cover tight ends, to cover running backs. And then the safety play's got to get better. I mean, it seems like every – in this league, if you have a deficiency, it finds itself in the spotlight more often than not. And that's kind of how it's been with the safety play. And it's going to be like that once again tonight.
Talking with our Green Bay football insider, Ryan Wood, here on the On Deck show. It's the big show, meeting the post-game show on the On Deck show. It's a lot of shows all meeting together, yes, in one place on a big day in Wisconsin sports. Ryan, I asked this question with somewhat selfish motives, but I think it's also a question that Packers fans have on their mind. I need 9 fantasy points from Aaron Jones tonight. Do you think there is any change in the way that Mike McCarthy handles his running backs and gives Aaron Jones a few more touches?
I wouldn't think so tonight. I've thought since, he returned week 3 that he'd be the featured back. So I wouldn't think that would all of a sudden change against a 1-4 49ers team at home. I think it's pretty clear that Mike McCarthy, his plan is for his most dynamic ball carrier, the most dynamic piece of his backfield, to be at his best, at his freshest late in the season. And frankly, I think you could see Aaron Jones's usage increase quite dramatically out of the bye, because they're going to need all hands on deck against that schedule. Don't necessarily think that's the case tonight, where they need all hands on deck to beat a 49ers team that is obviously without Jimmy Garoppolo. So I would not think that tonight is the night. That's not to say it shouldn't be. It's just I've been thinking since week 3 that you'd see more Aaron Jones, and it hasn't happened yet.
Yeah, I don't know if it will. This is the other thing that was brought up earlier by a caller, and just want to get your thoughts on it. How active do you think the Packers will be on the trade market? Patrick Peterson now apparently available with Arizona, Amari Cooper and others available in Oakland for the Raiders.
Yeah, I don't see a receiver or corner, a trade for one of those positions. I think the Packers kind of like where they're at, and really justifiably so, at those two spots. If there's a pass rusher, you can better believe that Brian Gutekunst is going to make a phone call. That doesn't mean he'll make a trade. He's going to make a phone call. They need pass rushers. There's no question about that. So, you know, we'll see. Who knows? You know, back in the former regime of Ted Thompson, it was so easy to dismiss, oh, they'll never do that. And usually that was correct. I don't get the sense that that's how Brian Gutekunst operates. He the day that he was hired and announced to the fan base, he said that he wanted to be involved in everything. He wanted to know. He wanted to be in conversations. He wanted to know about what was going on throughout the league. And I think we've seen that. Sometimes the best moves is what you don't make. And obviously, the Earl Thomas was a hot name early in the season for trades. And who knows what would have happened if they would have traded for him? But his season is over. So it's always a difference between making a phone call and making a trade. I'm sure if an edge rusher is available, Brian Gutekunst is going to at least make a phone call.
Okay, so from that perspective, you think he's going to be more aggressive going out and adding players still, similar to the way he was in the offseason, thinking that he still has a chance for the season to be a pretty big one for the Packers?
Any season that Aaron Rodgers is healthy has the potential to be really big for the Packers. If you go back to 16, they're dead in the water at 4-6. Nobody thought they were going anywhere, and Aaron Rodgers, He pulls a rabbit out of his hat. He makes magic happen on the field. He's still, even though he hasn't played to that level, he's only 34. He's in his prime. He's going to get righted. It's just a matter of time. They're in it to win it every time, every year that they have Aaron Rodgers at quarterback. I don't think there's any question about that. So, yeah, I don't think they've written off the season. With that said, let's discuss that in, I don't know, 5-6 hours because they've got to win this one.
Ryan, what is your prediction? Packers, Niners, Monday Night Football.
Well, look, the Packers are going to win. The question, though, is a good team, primetime, home field against a toothless 49ers team, missing their franchise quarterback. A good team can post whatever score they want in a game like this. And I think that's the real question is, do they roll up the 49ers like they should, or do they let them hang around a little bit? Do they look lethargic? Do they look like they did week four when Buffalo was clearly overmatched, but they won 22-0 and a game that's about as easy as you can have, but really to prove that it's good yet. I don't, until I see that, I'm not going to go out there and say that it will. So I think you're going to see what a lot like you saw week four. That'd be my guess. And they'll win pretty handily, but, you know, 27-10. This is a game they should win 35-3.
I got them at 41-10, Ryan.
Close.
I got them 41-10.
Close.
Well, to rack up 30, 40 points, you're going to have to – it's like a broken record with these guys. You correct me. You make a living on Packers football. Correct me if I'm wrong. It's like a broken record. I hear Aaron Rodgers talking about it all the time. We got to start out hotter. We got to start out faster. And then time and time again, how many years are we going to hear this? Is this McCarthy? Is this the offense? Is it execution? Jump out to a 17-goose lead in the first.
It's finishing drives. It's not being 50% in the red zone scoring touchdowns. Look, they're averaging 401 yards a game. They've advanced the football. There's no question about that. They're 10th in the league in yards. They're 18th in scoring. Why? Because they've been one of the worst red zone teams in the league for the first five games. They've got to get that righted. They've got to finish drives with touchdowns. Mm-hmm. You look at the week two. It's a great example. Week two, everyone wants to jump on the Clay Matthews call. Tony Parenti, it was obviously a questionable call. Obviously a big call. The Packers were 1-5 in the red zone. If they're 2-5 in the red zone, 40% they win that game. So they have to finish drives. It starts there. I mean, you can just say play design, play whatever. You have to finish drives. They haven't. They need to start doing that tonight.
That is Ryan Wood, our Green Bay football insider. Find his work inside the Green Bay Press Gazette, PackersNews.com, and on Twitter at @ByRyanWood. Maybe you're watching the Brewers game tonight. Follow the Packers with Woody on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
Woody, always appreciate the time. Thank you very much, sir.
All right, take care.
Sounds good. He joined us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline, as always.
Start your renovation journey with a simple and convenient pre-approval from Great Midwest Bank, dedicated to providing perfectly personalized home loans to those right here in our community since 1935.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.